by a family of many people. There would be a number of the sands of the sea and the stars in the sky. All of that for the sacrifice. Now God ain't slack, I tell you, he's not slack. He doesn't leave any open. He told him. He put in his son's mind. I just say, Father, with the sacrifice. He said, Father, with the sacrifice that you told me about. He said, Son, God will provide. God will provide. And there is a cord in the thicket. Not too far off. Was an animal for the sacrifice. Oh my God, oh my God. I tell you, I wouldn't want to spend in them days. Because the mind that I have and the things that I thought, I would have been off and running. I wouldn't have waited for the thicket, the animal to be caught in the thicket. I wouldn't have waited for him to raise his hand. But God in his infinite mercy saw that I wasn't to be there for that time. But now is the time. Florence and Walter Gray came together. And they born a son. They called me Toby. And I accepted that call. Today now I'm speaking the word of God as God gives me unction. I lift my hands to him and say, thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. Now I know what my purpose is. I know what I got to do. The one thing that I've got to do is call on the name of Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. He's there for you too. He's there for you too. Can you hear me, Toby? Can you see me, Toby? Hallelujah. Can you see me? Your mama, can you see your uncle and your aunt in the knee? Can you see Toby? Can you see Timmy? Can you see Minister Carol? Most of all, can you see Jesus? Hallelujah! Most of all, can you see Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you got 30 minutes to be with us, but you're going to hear everything that we got to do in 30 minutes, okay?
Praise the Lord.
Give the Lord some praise, Joe. Come on. Praise Him over there. Archie, let me see you clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ain't nobody can do me like Jesus. Can nobody do you like the Lord? Can you hear me now? Am I clear? Say yeah. Say yes. All right. All right. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Honey, did you write that down for me with action? You can go on that computer. What I ask you the title. Yes. That's all right, I remember. Hallelujah. That's all right, I got it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank and praise you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for this coming together of saints, families, loved ones. Hallelujah. We thank you for God's wholeness. We thank you for what He's able to do where we can do. There's nothing impossible for God. Nothing impossible. Nothing impossible. Hallelujah. I thank you. Father, hide me behind your cross and let this word go forth as never before. You know the way. You are the truth. And you are the life. No man comes to you. I tell you, if I was any man besides the man I am, I wouldn't want to come to God. Because He's some kind of man. He's some kind of being. All powerful. He can just look at you and you melt. He can call your name and your earlobes bust out. But I thank Him. I thank Him for allowing me to see my son. I haven't seen you. How many years now, Joe? How many years, Toby? How many years since I seen you last? It was at the family reunion, wasn't it? About 2 or 3 years. Well, under some unsavory circumstances, he was violated. Hallelujah. And on November 19th, he'd be coming home, and he said he's coming here. He said he's tired of Florida, even though the weather's nice down there. You don't want to go there, you don't be there no more, huh? Open your Bibles, if you have one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The title of the message is this. It's part two of worship the Creator, not the creature.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
We discussed in the week past about worshiping the Creator. Man has fell out of worshiping God as he should. So he has done things like accepting less than what God would give him upon him just asking. He has, we have as humans, I say, you know, giving us all, putting us all in one lump. We have accepted things that are not of God.
That's it.
I don't want to point out just one thing. We know in our hearts what those things are, so we have to call on the name of Jesus and say, Lord, that you would make it, that we would come out from amongst this untoward generation.
and be healed of our sin sick souls.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Worshiping the Creator and not the creature.
My
God is the author and the finisher. Hallelujah. Say that again on
Avery. He's the author and the finisher of all of faith.
That's right. That's right. And that what people call faith. He allowed it to be. Because, you know, I heard someone say that God is, he's a gentleman. He doesn't force you to do anything. And in that not forcing you, remember, he said, if I be lifted up, I would draw men unto me.
Yes.
See, and that not forcing you and making you do something against the will he allowed you to have.
Hallelujah.
You are drawn to him because you are not aware of what he's aware of. So we come to a standpoint in our life, in our livelihood, in our lives, excuse me, and we come to find that God is the creator.
That's right.
And he created the creature.
That's right.
Every creature that crawls, every creature that flies, every creature that swims under the ocean, and the creature that's sitting in front of you right now.
God.
The creature that you're looking out of your eyes from.
That's right.
He created us.
That's right.
He created
Hallelujah.
Us to. Hallelujah. Have dominion.
That's right.
In all the earth.
That's right.
Now, you know, I've come to find out in my studies that God is humorous. He got a sense of humor.
Yes.
He gave what he said, I've given you power. Over all the things that the earth and in the
That's
air
right.
and under
That's
the
right.
sea.
That's right.
But he didn't give you power over him.
That's right.
He did not give you the ability
That's
because
right.
he knows that in our attitudes and our ways of going about doing things that we would step out of line someday.
My God.
The stories go on. They're endless. Moses, having known what he knew, having been presented in the midst of an area where the ground was holy before him.
That's right.
Now, I try to depict that in my mind. I said, what made that ground holy?
Uh-huh.
Was it the burning bush?
Mm.
Oh, but he didn't tell him to put his hand in the bush. He said, take off your shoes.
Right.
The ground that you're walking
right.
on is holy ground. Actually, he told him to uncover his mind.
Amen.
Take off what you got on your mind. And come into my presence because I have something for you. There's nothing that you can do for me but to worship me. Bow down and worship me. Give me your attention right now. And in that moment, Moses' mind opened up. He unclothed his head, his concepts and precepts. And God said, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. That's what he told Moses. Now, there was another man of a great appeal, and his name was Noah. Noah got the word of truth, the word of knowledge, such that he went out to build a ship. That's what they call them today, ships. Because that thing was huge in size. That ship, Toby, listen, I think I can turn you around a little bit. How's that? Okay. That ship was massive.
It sure was.
You know, according to this day's standards.
That's right.
It was of the size of one of these battleships that they're going up and down in the East Orient and even, excuse me, Tim?
Yeah.
Bigger than the motor. Titanic had nothing on the ship that he made. And he had no particular tools. He didn't have no skill swords.
Right.
He didn't have no particular tools, but the primitive things in his hand, a rock on the end of a piece of wood,
right.
and a primitive type saw,
right.
and his measuring, no, this is going to get you. What he used to measure was a string.
My Lord, that's right.
And the string was 18 inches long. So everything then was made in the size of what's called cubits.
That's right.
18
that's
inches, right? Okay, so now God is doing this. God said to go and I want you to build the ship on dry land. How many of y'all know that God can do anything but fail? God can make the sky open and rain come down so continually, nothing like the 8 days that I got come down to my house and the little rain come through the ceiling. I'm talking about 8 days, 840 days of constant rain, torrential rain, rain that would normally blow, push any rain, whatever's growing in the ground, up out of the ground, because the water would saturate the ground, and it would send those things flying to and fro. He has the power, hallelujah, to grow things from nothing.
That's it.
The wood and the materials that Noah used were of the same sort that was made in that show called Marvel. How things are made.
My Lord.
You would marvel at the things that God did with nothing.
That's right.
That man has tremendous tools to build and
That's
do things
right.
with.
That's right.
Just imagine Noah having to carry heavy wood and make this stuff called pitch. It's a tar-like substance that was put together, giving instruction to God. How that pitch would cause nothing. It would be nothing like this concrete or,
my Lord.
You know what I mean, Uncle Buck? It'd be nothing like the stuff that on the ground I did at tar. It would be nothing like the buildings, the bricks and the wood that builds buildings. It had such a substance and such a containment that he was able to make this wood stick together and not fall apart.
That's right.
Not under no circumstance.
My God,
the people would see him and they thought he was crazy.
That's right.
I mean, they looked at him with awe. What are you doing? You know, Noah was up on that thing. Doing in that boat. Just like Nehemiah was up on the wall. And they told him, come on down. Ain't no water coming. Ain't no water for miles. Where you going to put, how's that boat going to sail? Well, had Nehemiah listened to the people, no telling what would happen. The walls of Jericho or the walls of Jerusalem would have never been put back together. To hold the people against, you know, warring factors. So here's Noah building this boat. And when he finished building it, the people heard the sound of rain.
Jesus.
And they, the ones who made fun of him, wanted to come in. But he was under an edict from God. He said, only your family and every animal by in pairs are to enter this large containment.
That's it.
Oh, the people, I can imagine, they were fighting and pulling going on. But just that, look at, he only had a family of eight. And they was able to hold off all these people. You know, and then when it got too much for the people, for Noah, God brought the rain. They said the rain came down in such amount and such a fury that the very people were floating around in the water. The houses rolling downstream. Could you imagine this whole entire earth contained in water? Toby, you're in Florida, right? You know how it is around the peninsula down in they call it the Everglades, and then over in the Gulf, all that water, and then over on the Atlantic, over by Sanford, all that water. Well, imagine all that water covering all the land more than any hurricane that ever could do. All those big hurricanes that come through that water that God told Noah to build the boat for contained the whole entire earth was consumed in water. Now, check this out. Just to show you how God in his infinite mercy,
yes.
That very water was the water that was going to be used for them to drink afterwards, to grow things afterwards. So why didn't the water just fly up off the earth? And into space. God had it all worked out. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
Yes.
So the Bible says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
That's right.
And to them that dwell therein.
Yes, Lord.
So if God is present in the earth, where the water going to go? right back down to the see, right back down. It ain't going nowhere. People say, God, where's God? He's in the heavens. Sure he is. But primarily at that time, he was right there on the earth. And remember I tell you about the typology? Remember I tell you about the typology? Something that's just like something, but it isn't. But it is going to be that in due season. I mentioned that. So that instance there set up for the coming of Jesus. But there was an end of it. There was some more. There was David. Or there was Saul, who was in conflict with the teachers of God. There was David, who had a problem with his in his loins. There was Solomon, who God and people thought, this is it. Smartest man in the world. All knowledgeable. He was so knowledgeable that there was an instance where there was a woman that had a child, and she claimed it was her child, and the other one claimed her child. Solomon said, I'll tell you what we do. We'll cut the baby in half, give you half, give you half. Well, the woman that said, no, don't do that, let her have the baby.
Yes, yes.
God, that was the knowledge enough for
Lord
Solomon to know that baby belonged to that woman.
Amen.
That was the humble one. She rather see life rather than death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's it. That's
and then we got the one before Jesus. Malachi. He came and set an order in the world that is a standard even today. It's called, giving it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom.
My Lord.
A good measure. And in that measure, God will make that measure over and over again for you. But you got to believe. 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 I tell you to turn to your Bible. And boy, I didn't even get to the Bible. Lord, have mercy. Look at God, y'all. Turn to the book of 16th chapter of Revelation. Excuse me, that's the 5th chapter first. And then we go to 16. 15, 3, 15, excuse me, 15, 13, excuse me, I'm gone. 5, 13, the first one, and 16, 3, the second. 5:13, and the Bible says, I'm going to read. Hallelujah. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor, glory and power be to him who sits on the throne. And to the Lamb forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now go to 15, 16, and 3. Same revelation. God revealing himself
Hallelujah.
In the earth in a very likely manner for a time such as this. And you think that he's not going to do any more revelating to us? Oh, you're sadly mistaken. There's more to be revealed.
Hallelujah.
There's more to be revealed. Then he said, I heard. The 16 and 3. I'm going to go from 3. Hallelujah. They're talking about the angels that had to deal with the bowls. And these bowls were actual concepts and precepts. And they talked about different things that can happen in accordance to God's power in the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This particular bowl talks about, because we're talking about water, right? So he says, this bowl says, then the second angel poured out his bowl in the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man.
Yes.
And every living creature in the sea died.
Yes.
Every living creature in the sea died.
My Lord.
This bowl, as the word says here, brings about death to every living creature in the sea. But see, God can do simple things and to make magnanimous things happen. He can do simple things, Toby, I know you don't have much time, but you give me a call tonight, okay? Alrighty. But he does simple things and creates a great result. I mean, come on, think about this. He poured out of a bowl into the sea. Just think, the bowl is depicting a container. And didn't I say earlier that when Moses was on holy ground, it wasn't so much the dirt down below his feet that was holy. It was the containment of his mind. That's what pours out. And blood typifies life, right? So the life that man was going to pursue was going to bring death to everything in the sea. Now check this out, y'all. Now, you probably ain't even thinking this. Look at the fish today. Look at all of the animals in the sea today. Look at all the oil spills today. That's causing all kinds of calamity. You can't even eat salmon and fish like you used to eat.
That's right.
Uncle Buck, we used to take our fishing pole, or you did, and go out to the water and throw it in. Did you have a reel, or did you just pull it on in? Which one? I had a fishing rod. And he'd bring the fish out to sea, and that was simply that, taking on Aunt Jenny. Aunt Jenny, they scaled it, and then cleaned it, floured it up, and some cornmeal. And I would assume they had some porgies. You know, they're bony fish. But to God be the glory. I'm just trying to make a point that, see, God has that ability to bring life and bring death instantly. Just by the mere movement of his hand. You know, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that he can't do. So, you know, when it all is said and done, God says, let's make man in our own image. And our own likeness. And let's give him dominion over all things in the earth and in the earth and the sky above. He gave him ability over all things. He made him to come to earth as a human being, as we are human, so that God can get us back to our self or our true containment, which was in right standing and reconciliation with him. So see, it's so important that you come to Jesus. It may appear simple, different to you now where you are. It may seem like it's of no account, but the power of God that worketh in you can get you those doors to come undone, just like that. But he knows the cost of one lost soul. And he knows there's more than money can buy. See, he knows what you have need of. He also knows that if you was to get out of here right now, you might not do the right thing. They're going to hold you just a little while longer. Because he said that he set the captive free. He doesn't want you to be incarcerated. He doesn't want you to be locked up and contained. He wants you to be out of there. And he wants you, like your dad, to tell somebody that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way but Jesus that I can get this result, but not by being in him. You have to accept him and then start studying his livelihood and who he is and what he is to you. You have to be the result for your grandma. You got to be the answer for your sister. You got to be the way, the saving grace for your mother. But he left that to you. Because, see, you got the name I have. I didn't name you Toby for nothing. There was a purpose in that naming you Toby. Because you was cool like that. Amen? Hallelujah. I think we got about 20 seconds. Father, we thank and praise you for this opportunity that we had with my son. We ask, God, that you allow this to be done again. Allow your saving grace to come to his life. Allow your will and your ways to touch him right now. Give him hope the hope of glory, that is soon and very soon that God is going to bring him home. And we thank you again and again, and we love you, and everybody said amen.
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 And amen.
Love you, son.
Be blessed, babe. We love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We love you. You stay there as long as you can.
Oh.
Hallelujah. There it is. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the power of God that worketh in me to bring healing, help, and a reality of good living amongst our peers. Hallelujah. Had not God come to my life years ago, had not I met my wife Deborah, had not I left Douglas Projects, had not we went to Kentucky, had not we went from Kentucky to Georgetown, Kentucky, and Frankfort and Louisville and all the other places, had not we went there, and then at a particular time in God's season, he said, now I want you to go home. Home is where your loved ones are. Home is where God resides, and he's awaiting for you to come on home. He's saying, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. So he's just asking us to lift our hands to him. Hold him dear in your heart. Don't let anything come between you and the love of God in Christ Jesus. He had allowed his son to come from earth, and he took on the form of man and became the perfect sacrifice, more of a sacrifice than Isaac, more of a sacrifice than the baby that Solomon spoke over, more than the sacrifice of Nehemiah on the wall, more than the sacrifice of any of all sacrifice, any animal that can be killed, any hallelujah thing that can be brought to fore in accordance. So God said that I'm not just going to send my son, my only begotten son, who is me all over. I'm coming in the form of man, and I'm going to be the perfect sacrifice. He said, I'm going to be the perfect sacrifice. The Jews got it a little mixed up. Even the Catholics got a little mixed up. But the truth of the matter is that Jesus that we talk about is not the Pope.
My God.
That Jesus that we talk about is not T.D. Jakes. That Jesus that we talk about is not any man or woman in the pulpit, but that Jesus that we talk about is God all by himself. And he's calling us to him right now. Won't you come and be blessed of God? Hallelujah. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody do me like the Lord. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. Come on, sister. Nobody.
Nobody do me like Jesus.
told me to run. Yes, he picked me up. Hallelujah.
Like to have, while the service is going on, prayer warriors pulling down strongholds in the atmosphere. That's the day that the world calls Halloween, but the Bible tells us that every day is the day that the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in that. So we're rejoicing because it's the day that God has made. We're not thinking about all that other stuff the world calls it, but we know that the enemy has strongholds out there. And we want to pull down his stronghold specifically on that day. So we invite you to come out and worship with us. And then that next day, Sunday, Minister Carolyn will be bringing the word. Hallelujah. And she is anointed. I speak from what I know personally. She is a soul that loves the Lord. So people like that, I'm always wanting the saints of God to hear and to receive the word from those vessels that are yielded to the Lord, hallelujah, what God wants to do. So just invite you to come out, man, hallelujah, and be with us, hallelujah. And now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church of God said, amen,
amen,
amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise our God.